Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Pride Month is here. Alley is queer. And it's time for us to do another round of Lesbianist. The best part about this is we get to listen to what I believe is the greatest theme song that has not yet made my children cry. And speaking of which,
this will probably make my kid cry eventually.
This will eventually probably make Alley's kid cry. Omar's themes, the songs always make one of our children cry. But this suggestion came through on the goat line a moment ago.
I just want to make sure that Omar doesn't miss up a perfect opportunity to add the sound of Klein's kid crying to the theme song. It'd be perfect.
Yeah, now you can take the new crying and add it to the theme song, and it'll be this vicious theme song that just keeps getting meaner. But I think most people would agree that the once-a-year version of Lesbianist is their absolute favorite original song that Omar's ever written for the show. And if you've got any question you've ever wondered, a burning question that you'd like answered by a living, breathing, flannel-wearing lesbian, now's the time to call us at 800-520-1067. It's Pride Month edition of Lesbianist.
Let's be honest. Let's put our lesbian to the test. She's the very best. Ooh, ooh. Let's be honest. You got a question, she'll address. Come on, shake your breasts. Ooh, ooh. Lesbians.
There's a great song on your way to school.
I'll be setting up a chapstick lipstick tutorial later in the show.
Let's say hi to Evelyn, who's on the phone right now with a question for our living, breathing lesbian known as Allie. Yes, go ahead, Evelyn. You're on with Allie, a real living, breathing lesbian.
Good morning to Allie only. Happy Pride Month.
Thank you very much. What's your question?
I would like to know from a les perspective, is bad sex with the woman still better than bad sex with the man?
That's a great question.
It is a great question because I've had bad sex with both.
Yeah, I should speak to this because I am a man that always gives bad sex.
Mm-hmm.
I know she asked you.
Do you want to go ahead and answer that?
No, I've never had bad sex with a man unless it was with me. Sometimes I finish with myself and I go, that wasn't great.
It could have been better. I will say that bad sex with a woman is still better than bad sex with a man. However, I would rather have good sex with a man than bad sex with a woman, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah, okay. Because you always want to have good sex, regardless of who it's with. Right?
I would say bad conversation with a man better than bad conversation with a woman, though.
No, I wouldn't agree with that. I would rather have a bad conversation with a woman.
You would?
Bad conversation with a man is so cringe.
Well, that's...
Especially when you're like, oh, yeah, anyway, I'm married. And they're like, oh, really? You like ladies, huh?
Bad fight with a man? Have you been with a guy?
You just haven't found the right one? Let me tell you about golf.
Bad fight with a man, I would take over bad fight with a woman any day. I would rather have a bad fight with a man. I agree, because you just move on. Mm-hmm. Then you forget it.
I'd rather see a bad concert with a man.
I agree as well.
Because then he'll probably just be like, let's go. The girl will be like, why did you take me this?
Speaking of concerts, we have a music question. It's Lesbianist time. If you got a question for Allie, no matter what the question is, as long as it's about being a lesbian, she will happily answer. What's up, Karina?
morning, Ellie and KK.
Hey, hey.
Welcome to the Pantages.
Do you have questions for one of us gays?
Oh, no, not me. Yeah, don't lure me into this.
Go ahead.
What's the lesbian's national anthem?
Ah, that is a great question.
I'll take this one. This is my guess as to what is the lesbian national anthem.
Come to oh, man. I get a lot of feelings as soon as this plays.
Come inside, wait by the light on the moon.
You ever see that get played at like a sporting event? All the lesbians stand up.
Yes, new and old.
Right.
But also, I thought for a while that the Sarah McLachlan SPCA song was a great one.
Oh, yeah.
In the arms of an angel. But then I heard this, and I thought this should be our new anthem.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it, then reverse it. Ting, nam, tam, nam, nana. I'm tam, nana, ham, nam, nana.
A lot of women hear that and probably turn gay as soon as they heard it. That's a good anthem. How about this one, Alex? All potentially good anthems for
you. That's
your,
a great one. How about this one? Here's another good contender.
Home Depot.
That's
the one right there. I agree. Stand
what
up.
What about
put
this
your,
one?
Put your hand on
You're
your...
You're a pink pony girl.
No, I don't think so.
No. Oh, come on.
Didn't realize how many wonderful... Actually, I think I've contributed more to the lesbian culture than you have, Allie. As a straight man, that's sad for you.
Excuse me.
Just in all the songs I've recorded.
I contribute just by existing. I don't have to do anything.
Karina, did that answer your question?
Yes, very much. I'm going to play all of them.
Great.
I'll make your playlist.
Good job. All right, let me say hi to Tony. Let's get an answer. This is most of the people that have questions for lesbians are just straight guys named Tony. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, guys? Sweet David.
Sweet David. What's your question for a living, breathing, flannel-wearing lesbian?
My question is, if lesbians are only into women, why do they sometimes seek out women that dress like men or, look
great,
like men?
Great question.
It's a great question. It's because
it's a real head scratcher.
All of the attraction without any of the negative sides of dating a guy. I mean, if you think about it, the guy always wants to have sex. He never wants to go to the same shows as you. He wants to tell you about all the stupid MMA crap that he's into. And you get to eliminate all of that by dating somebody who has the best qualities of a guy with none of the negative qualities of a guy.
Allie,
it's really a win-win.
Not wanting to have sex is negative or positive?
Well, it's just eventually it's like enough with it. Jesus.
But
it's like every morning I got to have it and night and lunch.
Serious question, though. If you're deciding if you're going to be a dog person or a cat person, you say, I'm going to be a cat person. And then you get a cat and you decide, I'm going to let its fur grow really long and I'm going to make it look like a dog and act it like throw, play catch with it and all this. And finally you go, why don't you just get a dog?
I don't know if comparing lesbians to animals is really going to be helpful
for
this.
To a cat, it does.
Yeah, to a cat. That's why I said it that way. All right, we have time for, is this Chewy? We give you the final question in this round of Lesbianas.
Wait, did you say I'm going to be turning the cat into a dog? This sounds like a great DIY project.
Yeah, you could do that. Allie could do that this weekend.
D in DIY.
Chewy, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
What's up, guys? Sweet Dibs.
Sweet Dibs.
What is your question?
Question. So I know Allie always talks about how her and her wife have sex and she got lucky and we got to have sex. And I think I speak for everybody when I ask.
When I say,
you're speaking for me, all right. I got it.
What's your question?
What is lesbian sex? I don't think anybody knows.
I think a lot of people still don't know how lesbian sex works at all. And you know what's confusing is the way that it's portrayed online.
It is awesome.
Yes, sure, for straight guys, it's awesome,
it's
it's not the reality. Two women that are in bikinis that are all with a bunch of apparatuses attached going, like, that's not what we're doing, okay?
Happy Pride Month there.
And it's also not just a bunch of scissoring. So if you just keep eliminating the things that it's not, eventually you'll figure out what it is. It's a real riddle.
Here's
what it is.
So you don't know.
Allie doesn't know either. Allie's way of saying she has no idea what it actually is.
Less talking, more doing.
That's right. Lesbian sex is buying 2x4s and building a deck over the weekend. That's what that is.
Ooh, man, that'll get me there.
That gets her turned on. All right, hold on. George, we really don't have time for all these questions now, but everyone loves coming out.
Everyone loves coming out.
Coming out for Allie's Lesbianist in Pride Month. Go ahead, George.
How come lesbian sex toys resemble the male genitalia?
So
I've never heard it.
Or ass plug.
Thank you, genitalia.
He's getting fancy. He's trying to clean it up for the children.
Because
fancy dong.
A, you can, some women will wear them because they want to look like they have one.
Yeah.
And then the girl likes to experience that. Mm-hmm. But also, the shape is also a pleasing shape if you want to be pleasured in a certain way. So, you know, that's the way God made the shape.
Yeah, because men rule.
No.
That's what you're saying, right, Ellen?
No.
Yeah, I think that's what you're saying.
Ugh, am I getting stuck in a conversation with a bad guy again?
Yes, yes, you are. Yes, you are. And we'll be doing that for the next 2.5 hours.
Oh, no! I can't get out of it!
Miss Murder, how appropriate on Kara.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.